Welcome to Executive Peeps, Doc Peace.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here today.
Wonderful. Doc Peace, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Oh, I love this question. This is very interesting because many who are entrepreneurs know how important it is to show up. And what I like to call show up gold is very important that you take care of yourself first. And so the very first thing that I do in the morning is to get the energy flowing. I go for a run or a swim or some sort of activity, play beach volleyball, whatever it is that I need to do to really get that blood flowing. That's what I do in the morning. And even before I even step out, actually, even before I even get out of my bed, I'm stretching it out and like getting that blood flowing. And then before I hit my table, before I hit my desk, I've already gotten that energy going so that when I show up for my first call or my podcast, I'm like already lit up and to go. And I think that's very important that your energy is set from the beginning of your day.
What is one skill you acquired as a pharmacist that you get to apply in your entrepreneurial endeavor?
I love this question. So I am a doctor of pharmacy by trade. I will always maintain my pharmacist license. And when I shifted, I really had to really dive deep into what it is that I could offer, not just as a pharmacist, but as the other parts of myself, my creative expression, and really lean into that. And in order for me to really dive into what else I could offer, especially like outside the pharmacy space, I needed to take an inventory. This is very important, especially if you're considering the pivot, to take an inventory of your gifts, your expert skills and talents. And one of the gifts that I identified was spoken word, the ability to effectively share and to articulate and to educate in the form of spoken word poetry specifically. And that is something that I started leaning into more and more as I dove into the Web3 space. But to answer your question, a specific skill set that I learned in pharmacy was probably the ability to effectively educate. And that's something that I have utilized outside of the pharmacy space. In fact, as a pharmacist, I educated day in and day out. Medication education was my jam, actually. That's one of the reasons that I went into the space as a pharmacist in the first place, because I love being able to educate my family, my friends, my patients on how to effectively get the most out of their medication, how to take it, what to expect, and what that medication was for, so that they could take control of their own lives. And so medication education has always been my focus. So I've been really good at educating. And so that is a specific skill set that I picked up from pharmacy that I was able to implement when I became a business coach. And now as a pivot coach, where I provide support with other providers and pivoting their services to provide value to the Web3 community, all of that really ties into what I learned as a pharmacist, effectively educate. And when I had the pleasure of speaking to my first year pharmacy school students and coming back to my alma mater, UCSD, University of California, San Diego, and I was really able to hone in on some of these gifts, skill sets, and talents that are transferable. So even if you do hold a license or certification and you go through all this schooling, it's not a lost cause. Like, you can still make the most and utilize those skill sets in a different industry.
As a spoken word artist who also educate and build and empower women up, how do you fill your cup in this finite life with all of the infinite possibilities?
Filling the cup up is key. One of the ways in which I shared earlier is making sure you take care of you. Physical activity leads to good mental space as well. So making sure that you're staying active, making sure that you are taking care of yourself. And one of the ways that I fill my cup up, other than being physically active, is really diving into my creative expression. So many of us are multidimensional beings, and we know this to be true, but for some reason we may have kept ourselves in a box and showed only one dimension of who we are. And so for me, making sure that I'm having a balanced lifestyle in which I'm coaching and expressing that dimension of myself, the ability to effectively educate, but I'm also creatively expressing as well. And I creatively express through empowering others through spoken word. And education is one form of empowerment, but also in speaking to the soul, and spoken word tends to do that. And it speaks to my soul, it speaks to others, and it really allows me to give myself permission to creatively express and to have that balance between the coaching, the soulful energy. And so I create custom spoken word flows to elevate brands and projects in the Web3 space as well as outside the Web3 space. And I also ignite events with spoken word, again, both in within the Web3 space and outside of it. So having that balance of the ability to educate and to empower my fellow providers in owning their life and transferring their skill sets to something that is more in alignment with their purpose. That's one thing, but also having the spoken word creative expression is key as well. So I encourage you to really give yourself permission to express all of your multidimensions, because that is truly the balance that many of us seek. When we say balanced lifestyle, I believe that that's what it's referring to.
You are a fan of the color and the word gold, which recognizes being genuine, original, lovers, and dreamer. Out of each letter, which one resonates with you the most?
They all resonate. I mean, that's why there's such power in this acronym that I created. And I'm so grateful that it resonates with a lot of people, because it speaks to the embodiment of who we all are within, whether you know it yet or not. We are all gold, a genuine, original, loving dreamers. And once you give yourself permission to fully express, you can really tap into that golden alignment and really, really get it going towards your purpose. And so to answer your question, which one of those most resonates, I would have to say the dreaming, the ability to dare to dream. I know many of us have had these ideas. We share them with others and then it gets shut down. The negative of beliefs and limiting beliefs of others kind of draw us out of this excitement of sharing our gifts and our dreams, and we don't pursue them. And so daring to dream is really, and all of the other parts of the acronym, genuine, original, loving, those all allow you to have that confidence within to dream. And so all of the words are very powerful, but it's very important to dare to dream and do so and pursue your dreams with your authentic self, knowing that no one else in the world could be able to achieve what you can achieve in the way that you can achieve them, because no one actually has that unique set of gifts, expert skills, and talents. And so that's so very important to acknowledge and to appreciate, so that you can truly be gold, a genuine, original, loving dreamer.
Do you have any hidden talents?
I have so many talents. And to answer question, I wouldn't say I don't hide my talent, honestly. I hula hoop dance, and you can see me hula hoop dancing on TikTok and sharing NFT education while hula hoop dancing. I mix a lot of my talents and I don't hide any of them. Something that might be surprising though is my background in puppetry. I used to be a puppet master back in the day, and I would travel around the world. We went to Leaves educating children specifically, but adults loved it too, giving little lessons with puppets on how to live your best life.
Do you have a favorite type of puppet?
A favorite type of puppet. Our puppets had little arms. You put your hands through the puppets, and then you could use these little sticks to move the puppet and to control its mouth. And I could still do that talent now, as I'm doing now with motioning with my hands. So those types of puppets are my favorite, not the sock puppets, but the ones that actually you can actually move their hands and fully express, because again, I'm all about full creative expression.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
When the heart and mind don't agree, I tend to go with the heart. It's the intuition that knows. And each time that I've when the mind and heart doesn't agree, it's a very interesting thing. And each time that I've gone, rethought about it and reassessed, I feel like I've always went down a path that wasn't so fully aligned. And one thing I'm learning as I'm growing and becoming more aware of who I am, who I'm meant to be, it's very important to listen to intuition, to listen to your heart, because it knows where you're supposed to be. It knows what you're supposed to be doing. And it helps to reassure yourself that you're in a right in the right space for where you are meant to be. And that could be very important to remind yourself regularly, because in this time where things are moving quite fast, lots of shifts that are happening, especially with the build out of this new Web3 space, it's important to remind yourself that we're still so very early. And a lot of people, when they enter into this space, they think they need to implement and take action right away. And it's important to take aligned action, but it's also very important to take your time community building and with learning and doing your research. And when you are all up in your head, when you're letting the mind control and not really listening to your heart, it tends to rush things. And there's a reason why this is called a journey, so that you don't rush through it to get to the final point or the destination, but you take your time and you go with the flow and you listen to your soul that knows.
We live, we work, we love, and we must eat. Do you have a favorite comfort food?
My favorite food right now is mango. I love mangoes, especially a good, good, ripe mango.
That's a good one. What is one tip you have for helping people become more decisive in life?
That's another great question. One of the ways in which I teach my clients and has been very helpful for getting clarity. Oftentimes, when you look outside of yourself and you don't take the time to do this particular assignment, let's call this an assignment, to do this particular exercise, you end up mimicking or feeling like to duplicate what others are doing rather than showing up as your authentic self, showing up gold. So it's very important to take the time to create what I call your golden gratitude list. And this list is essentially at least 7 of your gifts, things that you were innately born with, 7 of your expert skill sets, things that you've learned along your journey. So things that you might've picked up from your job or your certifications that you might have obtained in the past. And then lastly, 7 of your skill sets, at least 7 of your talent. Sorry, there's gifts, expert skills, and talent. So at least 7 of your talents, things that you've honed along your journey because you felt so compelled to spend hours, days, years developing. And so when you give yourself permission to really dial in what your gratitude list truly is, those gifts, expert skills, and talents, and create this golden gratitude list, it really allows you to show up as your authentic self. Use that list to make decisions better, because now you know what you're good at. You know what you can do. You know what you're capable of. You know what is in alignment with your purpose, because now you can see what your gifts, expert skills, and talents are. And it's so visible and it's so clear as to what is in alignment and what will not be in alignment, because it then allows you to make decisions easier. It allows you to have more clarity with decision-making.
You beat me to it. You covered part of this. How do you ensure you're managing your day and the day isn't managing you?
Yes, that's another great question. It's important to dial in what your tasks are. And your tasks, again, will be in alignment with your list, your purpose, because your golden gratitude list is aligned with your purpose. And so when you take the time to create this gratitude list and have more clarity on your purposes, when tasks come through and you know that they are, whether they're in alignment or they're not in alignment, you can then list out which ones are higher priority based off of how much of an in alignment they are with your purpose. And this is especially important for entrepreneurs who have a set purpose, who have a specific brand or business that they've created. It's so very important to be on top of your time and manage your time. And in order for you to do that, you have to have a clear understanding as to what direction you're going, a clear vision, a clear mission. And when opportunities come through, to prioritize those opportunities as tasks and really assess whether they're in alignment with that vision or purpose, if you will. And when they are, very important that you complete a high priority, make sure you pencil that in your schedule and utilize certain applications. My favorite application to use is a simple calendar to block my schedule and make sure I complete those tasks. And so whatever works for you in terms of ensuring that those tasks are completed and you are in alignment and you are focused and you are getting it going towards your purpose. It's so very important to be able to be in alignment.
As the founder of Pivot to NFTs, what exciting projects are you working on?
Ooh, yes. So Pivot to NFTs is a program that I developed to support other providers like myself in pivoting their services to provide value to the NFT community specifically. And some of the clients that I've had in the past have been absolutely phenomenal, from nurses and nutritionists who've now become the NFT nutritionists, for example. And it's so interesting to see like how early we are that this particular client of mine was able to establish herself as the NFT nutritionist, because at the time, no one else was doing this. And so I'm so very passionate about guiding other providers and pivoting to support and provide value to the Web3 space. So when you ask what projects I'm currently working on, one thing that really excites me is to develop this empowerment hub. And within this empowerment hub that we're building, it consists of four components: the education piece, which is fulfilled the podcast, Golden Meta Sessions with Doc P's podcast, which are interview NFT creatives, which provides educational tools and tips and strategies so that you can find and achieve your own version of success in Web3 by listening to other NFT creatives who have been able to successfully do this for themselves. And then there's the coaching portion, which is a Pivot to NFTs program. And then there's the tech portion of this hub. And as a spoken word artist, I'm able to provide talent to a variety of different events. And not only as a spoken word artist, but as a MC and as a public speaker, and really help to facilitate these events that are happening all over the place in the Web3 space. Events popping up right and left here in Web. And then lastly, as a marketing and collaboration opportunities for those who are looking to elevate their visibility. And so this empowerment hub that I'm building out is really geared towards empowering those who are within the NFT community or wanting to join the NFT. And having branches allows me to really connect and support my community. We've got a Discord channel where we go live every Wednesday and we answer questions, whatever it is that is concerning, unclear, and we get more clarity on that during our weekly calls. And then we also have a Twitter space. So again, this is very important if you haven't already, to create a Twitter account so that you can join in and connect with other like-minded NFT community members. And we host these Twitter spaces regularly as well every Wednesday so that we can really dial in on what you're working on and what you're welcoming support with. That's so key. And so these are different ways in which I'm building community around empowerment and really taking the time to have these conversations that we need to have so that we can really get it going. And then lastly, we're also building a spoken, and this metaverse will provide immersive mindfulness so that we can really dive deep to having these soulful connect ourselves and immerse ourselves with the power of spoken that again speaks to the soul and really encourages forward steps towards your purpose.
Speaking of empowerment, do you have a favorite quote?
Yes. The one that comes to mind is this one. So I create a lot of flow and little mini flow and proverbs that flow. And the one that comes to mind is this: above all else, believe in yourself. I think that's so very important. This world where we can see what others are doing, feel like we're before, feel like we're not them. And that's totally fine. We are not. That's what's the blessing about it all. And it's, again, important to have your gratitude list dialed in so that you can assess like what it is that you have to offer. So you're not trying to be, and that allows you to really believe in who you are and really get it going towards your purpose.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
The last thing I do before calling it a day is usually take a few deep breaths in and out. And one thing that I've been trying to do lately as well is to express the gratitude that I have for what I was able to accomplish or the connection that I was able to make during that day, so that I remind myself that, you know, today was a good day and I did accomplish. Maybe I didn't complete all of my tasks, but I did the best that I could and I did make forward steps. Even if it was a play day, even if it was a day that I took off and I enjoyed and I didn't get work done, I still take the time to acknowledge that I had a great day. And I think that's so very key as we're in this mad rush to get things done. It's all part of wellness. It's all part of our wellness to take the time that we need off and to celebrate that time, whether it's a play day or a work day, celebrate that fact that you are getting it going.
Very powerful word. I appreciate you for sharing your wisdom today. Please let the audiences know how they can contact you.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you so very much for hosting me. I would love to connect with you and your audience further. The best way to connect with me would be from on Twitter. So again, the first portion of Taking Aligned Action, connect with other NFT creative Twitter. And I would love to invite you to connect with on this platform at MetaDocPeace. It's M-E-T-A-D-O-C Peace, MetaDocPeace. And you can also from there find your community that you resonate with. You can find community on Discord, Twitter, Clubhouse, to name a few platforms, and join my Discord. And from there, begin your journey into the NFT space. Begin your 50 hours of research. Listen to my podcast so you can learn from other creatives, hear more about how they're building and how they're getting it going in the space and thriving, and so that you can find and achieve your own version of success in Web3. It's so very important, again, to do this work so that you can take aligned action and find your own niche in this new Web3 space. And listen to Twitter spaces, listen to my Twitter space on Wednesdays, and join into this live audio conversation. So learn what others are working on and get inspired to get it going. Even join us on stage and share who you are, what you're working on, and most importantly, what you're welcoming support with. So really excited to connect with you all further on Twitter and perhaps even in my Discord, where you can also obtain this golden roadmap to soulful self intros that I created to support my fellow community members and really dialing in what your gifts, expert skills, and talents are. And then taking that a step further, introducing yourself in these new spaces so that you can build community. And this free guide is available in my Discord as well. So all of this is available to you. And the best way to obtain is to get it connected and join me on Twitter at MetaDocPeace. And if you're not yet on Twitter, which again is highly encouraged, you can simply go to MetaDocPeace.com for other links and resources.
Thank you so much, DocPeace, for joining us on ExecuPeace.
You're so very welcome. Thanks again for having me.